The 57th Cannes International Film Festival is underway on the French Riviera. 18 films from around the world are competing for the festival's top prize, the Palme d'Or, or Golden Palm, before an audience that includes, among others, 5,000 journalists. One of them is Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan, and he joins us now. Morning, Ken.
Morning. Boy, it sounds very crowded here.
Well, I gather the big news from Cannes so far seems to be the world premiere of Michael Moore's rather controversial new documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11. From what I understand, I haven't seen the film, it suggests financial ties between the family of President George W. Bush and Saudi Arabian families, including the Bin Ladens. You've seen the movie. Tell us about it.
Well, it does do that, but it really does much more than that in very interesting ways. I mean, it's really kind of an alternative history of the past 4 years, of everything that's happened since the 2000 election. Michael Moore and his people have dug up some really fascinating footage. I mean, really odd stuff, funny stuff, sad stuff. You have soldiers talking, you know, very poignantly, very plaintively about what it's like over there. You have footage of American soldiers casually in the field, not in a prison situation, mistreating captured Iraqis. And it's just, what Michael Moore says, if my guys caught this, this must be going on, and, you know, the networks must be ignoring it. There's a lot of really surprising footage, footage we haven't seen before, very funny footage. There's actually this wonderful sequence where Moore is introduced to George Bush on the campaign trail, and Bush looks at him and says, "Behave yourself, will you? Go find real work."
Do you like this film? I mean, it's Michael Moore. He does have a point of view, and he doesn't pretend to be a journalist in any sort of neutral way. Did you like the film?
I did like the film. I mean, it's the furthest thing from neutral, but as you say, he makes no pretense at being neutral. What's different about this film, he is, as a physical presence, as someone you see on camera, which has been a trademark of a lot of his films, he's in the film very, very little. This is mostly interviews he's done, footage he's found, linked by a very tart and pungent voiceover that he's written and that he reads. It's a very serious, interesting film. It's a film that's less easy to dismiss than people probably will want it to be.
Well, another controversial filmmaker, Quentin Tarantino, he's the president of the jury at Cannes this year. How much influence does the jury president have over the selection of the winners?
Well, the jury president seems to have, I mean, it's not a law, but it just seems to be that the president has kind of an influence over the jurors. In fact, the story is that one of the reasons that Pulp Fiction won the Palme d'Or when it did was that Clint Eastwood was president of the jury and he really liked it.
What have you seen so far that you've liked?
There was a wonderful film that played a few days ago called Look at Me by a writer, director, actress named Agnès Jaoui, who had a film that was did nicely in the United States a few years ago called The Taste of Others. It's just a very well done, really well written, well plotted, well acted, just the kind of film that gives you all the things you've been going to films for and you just don't get all the time. It's about an egotistical, celebrated writer and the difficulties he has with an overweight daughter. It's really, I mean, I think it's been everyone's favorite here. You know, it's unusual to have such a nominally conventional film take everyone by storm. But really, we live in a day and age when conventional films, when the kinds of things that Hollywood turned out like a factory, they're rare and rarer to find now. And when you find one that's really good, I think people are really excited.
Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kenneth Turan, film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. He's speaking to us from the Cannes International Film Festival.